Message number 766. This sign, not to be confused with the mark of the beast, will be to symbolize the new one world religion. Wednesday, April 17, 2013 at 20:00. My dearly beloved daughter, my heart heaves as I have to endure the wretchedness and the suffering which the whole of humanity will have to endure. It is not my hand which will cause this, but the curse of Satan as his spirit roams and devours souls along his path. So unsuspecting are they to this influence of evil that people blame everything else for their suffering. They place the blame of their hardship upon others and fail to understand that it is the lack of belief in God that creates such havoc in their lives. As the spirit of the evil one grips humanity, the light of God will clash with it in ways which will be evidenced by a number of things. Storms will increase and upheavals will be felt in so many countries. Unrest will be seen in nations as the power of governments takes away the freedom of the people over whom they govern. Then the churches, including all those who love God, the one triune God, will begin to withdraw their services and close their doors. The number of churches which will close down will be seen in all Western countries. Soon the mark of communism will be seen by a special sign which will appear in churches which remain open, in the media, on items of clothing, in movies, and this sign will be proudly worn by those in high places. It will be seen as a badge of honor and flaunted by members of the hierarchies in all main churches and religious denominations. You will see this symbol in public places, on altars in airports, and on the garments worn by leaders in the churches. This sign, not to be confused with the mark of the beast, will be to symbolize the new one world religion. Those responsible for it will no longer be fearful of displaying their sign, which is a symbol for control and allegiance to the beast. The day the daily sacrifice of the masses are stopped in the format which they must be offered in my holy name will be the day when this symbol appears on the altars and before all the tabernacles in the world. Pray, my beloved followers, that you will find solace in those sacred servants of mine who remain loyal to me, for you will need comfort during these trials. I will always lift you and carry you. I will never desert you, but you must never deviate from my teachings or accept pagan practices as a substitute for the truth. Your Jesus.